This TED Talk features technologist and entrepreneur Xiaolan Su, recorded live at TED 2016.
Have you ever been asked by your Chinese friend, what is your zodiac sign? Don't think they are making small talk. If you say, I'm a monkey, they immediately know you are either 24, 36, 48, or 60 years old. Asking a zodiac sign is a polite way of asking your age. By revealing your zodiac sign, you're also being evaluated. Judgments have been made about your fortune or misfortune, your personality, career prospects, and how you will do in a given year. If you share you and your partner's animal signs, they will paint a picture in their mind about your private life. Maybe you don't believe in a Chinese zodiac. As a quarter of the world population is influenced by it, you'd be wise to do something about that. So what is exactly Chinese zodiac? Most Westerners think of Greco-Roman zodiac, the sign divided into 12 months. Chinese zodiac is different. It's a 12-year cycle labeled with animals, starting with a rat and ending with a pig, and has no association with constellations. For example, if you were born in 1975, you are a rabbit. Can you see your zodiac sign there? Our Chinese ancestors constructed a very complicated theoretical framework based on yin and yang, the five elements, and the 12 zodiac animals. Over the thousands of years, this popular culture has affected people's major decisions, such as naming, marriage, giving birth, and attitude to each other. And some of the implications are quite amazing. Chinese believe certain animals get on well than the others. So parents, they choose specific years to give birth to the babies because they believe the team effort by the right combination of animals can give prosperity to the families. We even refer into the zodiac when enter into romantic relations. I'm a pig. I should have perfect romance with tigers, goats, and rabbits. Chinese people believe some animals are natural enemies. As a pig, I need to be careful with a snake. Raise your hands if you're a snake. Let's have a chat later. We believe some animals are luckier than the others, such as the dragon. Unlike the Western tradition, Chinese dragon is a symbol for power, strength, and wealth. It's everyone's dream to have a dragon baby. Jack Ma's parents must have been very proud, and they are not the only one. In 2012, the year of the dragon, the birth rate in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan increased by 5%. That means another 1 million more babies. With the traditional preference to baby boys, the boy-girl ratio of that year was 120 to 100. When those dragon boys grow up, they will face much more severe competition in love and job markets. According to the BBC and the Chinese government's press release, the January 2015 saw a peak of cesarean sections. Why? That was the last month for the year of the horse. It's not because they like horses so much. It's because they try to avoid having unlucky goat babies. If you're a goat, please don't feel bad. Those are goat babies. They don't look like losers to me. Tiger is another undesirable animal due to its volatile temperament. Many Chinese regions saw a sharp decline of birth rate during those years. Perhaps one should consider zodiac in reverse, as those tiger and goat babies will face much less competition. Maybe they are the lucky ones. I went through the Forbes top 300 richest people in the world, and it's interesting to see the most undesirable two animals, the goat and tiger, are at the top of the chart, even higher than the dragon. So maybe we should consider, maybe it's much better to have less competition. One last but interesting point. Many Chinese people make their investment decisions based on the zodiac sign index. Although the belief and the tradition of the zodiac sign has been over thousands of years, the trend of using it in making major decisions did not really happen until the past few decades. Our ancestors were very busy to survive from poverty, drought, famine, riot, disease, and civil war. And finally, Chinese people have the time, wealth, and technology to create an ideal life they've always wanted. The collective decision made by 1.3 billion people has caused the fluctuation in economics and demand on everything, from healthcare and education to property and consumer goods. As China plays such an important role in global economy and geopolitics, the decision made based on zodiac and other Chinese traditions end up impacting everyone around the world. Is there any monkeys here? 2016 is the year of the monkey. Monkeys are clever, curious, creative, and mischievous. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.